Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you see the headlines every day. $5,000 fine for a garden in a guy's backyard he's had for 15 years. They're coming out with zoning. New articles. You couldn't make it up. Georgia man fined $5,000 for growing vegetables. That's being reported by the newspapers. I mean, this is incredible. Here's another one. 60 days in jail for overgrown grass in New York State. WVLA Television. And they say it's good. Here's another one. Social engineering bill in Senate will force you into city. And I've read it. It is the Agenda 21 called Livable Communities. A blueprint for transformation of society into federal control will enforce federal sustainable development zoning and control of local communities, will create a massive new development bureaucracy, will drive up the cost of energy and heat and cool your home, will drive the cost of gasoline and a way to get in your car, will force you to spend thousands of dollars in your home in order to comply. It's basically the sections of the carbon tax bill they couldn't get through. Here's another one. U.S. House puts oceans under UN. Senate vote will seal the deal. It's got quotes from Congressman, it's passed the House, John Boehner's office saying, yes, it's happening. Probably going to pass this week or next. I mean, this it's H.R. 3534, thinly disguised takeover, and deals with energy. Puts our oil drilling under U.N. control. Remember, the U.N. was created by the mega corporations and the Rockefellers so they can sign the authority over to them. People keep saying, well, the U.S. created the U.N., so then why do Americans want out of the U.N.? Or, well, it's a global corporate construct to then come back in and take over. That's why our traitorous government funds it, because it's controlled by the very same robber barons. Now, for the rest of this hour, we're going to do a quick update later on what's happening with the economy, but we are joined by an amazing lady who we've had on the broadcast before, and she lives right outside Austin, Judith McGeary, a lawyer and family farm operator, farmandranchfreedom.org. Earlier this week, they just had a conference in Austin. They've got a House and Senate bill, which could be interpreted, and I've read the language, to say you can't make strawberry jam and give it to your neighbor or sell it. And you see them SWAT teaming Amish and all of this happening. And it just shows you the mindset. We just spent an hour about Mao Zedong using food as a weapon. Now the UN says they'll use food as a weapon. That's a quote. We have our own government saying that. They don't want you self-sufficient. They want you under their control as prisoners. And under the carbon taxes, they say Germany's already passed a law by 2020, 10 years from now, no single-family homes are allowed. They're talking about bulldozing them and building smart homes. This is total tyranny. First, they tell you what type of toilet you can have. Then they tell you what type of light bulbs, little simple things, what type of air conditioning Freon. Then it's, oh, we're going to have a home inspection. Oh, you got to have a license for to have a garden. Oh, you know, we've got to inspect your garden to make sure you're not growing marijuana. That's Tulsa, Oklahoma's been calling for that. We're going to go to break, come back with her, and really flesh this out. But farmandranchfreedom.org is the website, and it's time for farmers and ranchers to not just go to the football game on Friday nights, to not just go drink beer, to not just go complain at county commissioners, to really get aggressive and realize you're under attack. Mega agribusiness globally, states, they're passing regulations worldwide to take over your farm and ranch, to put regulations on you that are not enforced against Tyson Chicken and ConAgra and others, Monsanto, and to let Monsanto come on your land and spray your crops to see if any of their, you know, genes are in the crops, because if the plants don't die, they know it's got some of their genetics. All of this is a scientific takeover. The mega corporations want world government. They want it now. So Judith McGeary will have the floor when we come back to walk through all of this. But you just heard me have one of the top head of his department at a prestigious university on about communism, about collectivism, about using food as a weapon, and he agreed it's now happening here. Okay, look, it's really happening. Okay, that's not hyperbole. They want to do this here. Our government is totally criminal. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to break down the UN Agenda 21 stated plan to shut down family farms and ranches. And they've got Codex Alimentarius. Europe is now moving to start banning herbs over the counter. They want it here. This is a full-spectrum attack to take over the food. We're going to her in just a moment from farmandranchfreedom.org and go over this legislation. But I first wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio broadcast possible. The globalists have stated that by having tax incentives to move overseas and having open borders to drive down wages, that they want to destroy our industry to consolidate. And they've done that. They now admit the White House science czar, a post-industrial U.S. Well, look at Diamond Gusset jeans, ladies and gentlemen. Made in America, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, shirts, you name it. All of it, the fabric, the sewing, everything, super high-quality jeans. Find out what a Diamond Gusset is, how they're more comfortable, how they don't rip. I mean, they're just amazing, and they've got a limited-time offer, free shipping when you buy two pairs of jeans and a free T-shirt of your choice with a Don't Tread on Me. And this is just a beautiful shirt, Diamond Gusset Defender Don't Tread on Me. So that's available by calling 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. You can simply go again to 888-8-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T, or gusset.com/Alex, gusset.com/Alex, or link through the banner on Infowars.com to find that special offer. It's on their site just for our listeners, so it's not on their front page. So gussetclothing.com or gusset.com/Alex, 888-8-GUSSET. And, of course, it's also important with all the stuff they're putting in the water and the toxins and the poisons to take control of that. Your body's 75% or more water. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All the filters are made in the USA. Again, made in the USA. Buy it in the U.S. or lose it. You can check out their banners at InfoWars.com. Take control of your water supply today, PureWaterFreedom.com. And we're so blessed to even have sponsors that are made in America. I mean, it's shutting down everywhere. Okay, let's now go to Judith McGeary of Farm and Ranch Freedom to break down what we're dealing with. Judith, tell us how you first got into this, the overall view of what's behind this agenda, and as a lawyer being able to research the bills, what we're currently facing with the legislation.
You don't ask a lot at one time. I got into it. At the time, I was a practicing attorney, and my husband and I have our own small farm, and I heard about the animal identification system, and they were pushing it here in Texas. So the more I researched it, the uglier it looked, and I ended up leaving my legal practice and creating the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, along with a group of other farmers and ranchers who were very worried about what NAIS could do. And so at first our focus was very closely focused just on NAIS, but the more you get into this, the more you realize how many threats there are. And this year we put a lot of energy and a lot of focus onto the food safety bills in Congress. Actually, for about the last year and a half now, we've been doing that. Because what's happening is that the federal government is looking at the food system, and there are a lot of really legitimate concerns about food safety in this country. I don't feel secure about the quality of the food in the grocery stores, and unfortunately that's what 95% of people are eating. But the problem is they're using that as an excuse to create a massive federal regulatory scheme that covers all the food in this country, you know, right down to, as you were saying, you know, someone who makes a few jars of jam and, you know, sells them at a local farmer's market or, you know, at the local, you know, park or fair stand or, you know, flea market, you know, for a couple of weeks a year, would be faced with really complicated, convoluted federal regulation, and frankly, most of them won't be able to deal with it. That's the short version. That's the nutshell.
Well, let's go back to the beginning, the animal ID, premises ID, how they tried to force it through. Now they claim they've backed off, but they're just coming back with it again. Let's break down the full spectrum takeover, big agribusiness, on record, financing this. They exempt themselves from most of the rules. It's clearly designed to shut down family farms and ranches. They're now trying to say hobby farms aren't eligible for small tax exemptions. They're doing everything they can to shut down the family farm. There is an undeclared war going on against our family farms and ranches.
There's been an undeclared war against our family farms and ranches for a long time. You know, the official federal government policy for decades has been get big or get out. And that has been the attitude. And what we've seen, whether it's animal ID, whether it's the tax exemptions you're talking about, whether it's the food safety bill, is that the federal agencies, the USDA and the FDA, you know, have a revolving door going between them and Big Ag. So Michael Taylor, who's now the head of food safety at FDA, you know, worked for Monsanto, went to work for FDA, went back to work for a lobbying firm that worked for Monsanto, is now back at FDA. And you can find story after story after story like that. And this is who they talk to. It's the only people, for the most part, that they talk to. And so they write regulations and they write programs that are based on the interests of how the big agribusiness companies work, the Cargills, the Tyson, Monsanto, ADM, grocery manufacturers of America, you know, all of the big groceries in the country have had a major hand in this bill. You know, this is backwards. You know, if you want good quality food in this country, we need to get away from the big agribusiness. We need to renew our small farms, have local food, people being able to buy from people they trust, and focus on decentralized local food systems. And that is not in, you know, FDA's agenda.
But the good news is, but you're on the front lines, so correct me if I'm wrong, there is a renaissance of food co-ops, of farmers markets, of even lawyers and doctors and well-to-do, educated people fleeing to the country, becoming truly sustainable, not the UN eugenics counterfeit of that. And people have been voting with their pocketbook. 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on store shelves. Now it's everywhere. You couldn't find non-GMO hormone milk. Now you can't find the milk with the hormones. Of course, they still sell it. It's added to the other products and cheese and things. And from my research, a lot of this attempt to really take over or accelerate the takeover of family farms and ranches is in response to the movement they're seeing by people to basically come out of Babylon.
I think that's a very good assessment of the situation. There is. It's wonderful to watch the local foods movement grow. And it's not just the farmers. It's the farmers and the consumers working together. And that's, you know, it's critical. And we are natural partners. The farmers are producing good food for the consumers, and the consumers are providing a fair living wage for farmers. And it's fantastic.
And if this continues, the children get to drive out once a week to the farms they like. They get to see the cows, the goats, the chickens. Then they get the idea to move to the country, put in a few plum trees, start making their own jam. We start becoming humans again, who were meant to be out in the sunshine and the dirt. And we go from being 90% urban to maybe 20-30% rural. That panics the social engineers.
And it goes counter to what they've been saying for decades, which is, The stated goal has been to have fewer and fewer farmers. I mean, it's not a secret. They think that farming is, you know, a low-value profession. We want as few people in it as possible, get people off the land.
They bring in the illegals with big agribusiness to undercut the real farms.
Exactly. There's the big meat packers.
No, it's a mechanized war. It's a mechanized stated UN plan. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, not at all. But the thing is, what we're describing, you know, this wonderful renaissance, as you were saying, you know, 10 years ago, it was very hard to get local foods or organic foods in many places. And 10 years ago, big agribusiness didn't worry about us. We were too small to worry about. It wasn't a big deal. Now, the local foods movement is growing by so many leaps and bounds, and there's so much energy behind it and so much publicity. You know, books like Omnivore's Dilemma and movies like Food, Inc.
And I'm going to say this right now and then have you continue. If you want to defeat the New World Order, folks, start a garden. It is the act of becoming a human again. It is the act of the agrarian culture that will bring us back to humanity. It's one of the single things we can do to cut off their power and their control. And so this is the revolution. Sorry, go ahead.
So I think that's a wonderful statement. Reconnecting with our food, growing your own garden, you know, getting to know the people who produce your food, going out to the farms. Reconnecting with the food is central. And what we have to do is we have to protect this, because what's happening is there's a huge amount of momentum behind this movement. And if it's allowed to continue, it will continue to grow by leaps and bounds and become the dominant movement. Unfortunately, if things like Senate Bill 510, the current food safety bill, pass, then it's likely to really cripple the movement.
And you notice they've already built up these paramilitary armies of Enviro Police and others. Every day I hear about them going after small farms, small gardens, SWAT teams undercover at the farmers markets here in Austin. There's undercover cops everywhere. I mean, they're coming.
And that really is one of the core problems we're facing right now. Specifically, you know, they've got Senate Bill 510 in the Senate. It's been stalled there for months. But now there's all this momentum to pass it because of the egg recall. You know, 500 million eggs recalled. FDA needs more power.
And that was a mega producer that did that again. But
it won't be
pointed at them, though.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, what should be coming out from this egg scare, what people should realize, is that FDA isn't using the power it has now to regulate the big agribusiness. They don't go after the mega factory farms. They go after small co-ops and local producers and raw milk and all of these things FDA doesn't like. And simply giving the same agency more power is not going to improve the food supply.
When it's a revolving door with big agribusiness that states it wants to shut you down, stay there. Folks, you want to be part of the revolution for free humanity. this is one of the central areas, as important as the Second Amendment and free speech. We'll be right back.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Why do the mega banks, the robber barons for the last 100 years fund communism, socialism, collectivism under many different names? Because they run the show. And it doesn't matter what government agency is out there, they're getting bigger and they're treating you like trash. Now, Judith, looking at these House and Senate bills, let's go over what's in them. And because it really does say you can't can strawberries and sell them without government, you know, fees and regulations and inspectors who just can't wait to get in your house. And they're trying to shut down the farmers markets, as you said. They are going after garage sales. I mean, they don't want us doing anything that isn't run through a scanner so they know exactly what you're buying, what you're doing. Let's go over this and how we defeat this legislation. But then there's the second part of the story. They're already implementing all this before they even have the law in place. Go ahead.
What I'd like to focus on is Senate Bill 510, because that's the bill that's active right now. And we just got word that there's a good chance that it'll be voted on next week. So, you know, that is where the action's happening right now. And there's a lot in this bill. It's 225 pages long. So I'm going to focus on just a few core provisions out of it. There's one section that's what they call produce safety standards. And this is applied to anyone who is growing, you know, fruits and vegetables for sale. Includes, you know, local CSAs, people selling to farmers markets, farm to school programs.
Yeah, you're not going to sell peaches on the side of the road. They're going to SWAT team you. And, I mean, they do. They have an undercover cop come up, buy a peach, and then they get to arrest you.
So the first stage, before you get to the enforcement stage, though, the first stage is they're going to be telling you, they're going to be adopting regulations on how to grow and harvest these crops. So FDA is going to be empowered to say, here's what kind of water you can use, what standards you need to meet for your compost, when you could use animal manure, when you can't use animal manure, whether you need toilets in an area, what your workers need to wear, what you need to wear, what you need to wash in, you know, really long, extensive regulations. And, you know, this is something, by the way, FDA is already working on. As you said, even without this bill, FDA is looking at trying to adopt these kinds of regulations. And you would have to, right now, there are no exemptions. Right now, the way the bill is written, if you grow a large backyard garden and you take your excess produce to the local farmer's market, because what else are you going to do with all that squash, you'd have to comply with federal regulation on how you grew that squash.
So it's a federal takeover of just everything.
It's incredibly extensive. And we've never seen anything like it. I mean, this is very different even from the power that they already have.
Well, our health care is government run now. I mean, this is the new America.
So that's one big section. The next section that I like, what I try to focus on, is what you're talking about in terms of jam making. It applies to anyone who does any kind of food processing. And that means jam making, cheese making, bread making, you know, someone who makes pies, someone who makes sun-dried tomatoes. You know, pretty much if you take raw ingredients and you change them in any form or fashion.
And they're already using local zoning under Agenda 21 written by the UN to arrest people for uncut grass, for gardens. I mean, it's already happening.
And this, and what happens now, or what would happen if Senate Bill 510 passes, is that, you know, all these folks who are doing small-scale, you know, food production would again come under federal regulation. And for food processing, it's something called a HACCP, a Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Point Plan, or they also have another phrase, HARPC. They boil down to the same thing.
And then basically food wardens, like game wardens, you know, the kid that was a control freak in school, now he's got a gun on his side, and he's coming.
Well, and you have to come, so federal agent will come, and you'll have to create this very large, convoluted paperwork plan that tells, you know, exactly where there could be a problem, what you're going to do about it, how you're going to monitor it, how you're going to test it, what corrective action you're going to take. You know, just really detailed, and it's up to their approval. So if they don't like what you've written, they can say, go back and do it again.
Hey, but that's like Mao's great leap forward. I mean, the government's going to help us.
You know, there are a lot of problems at the big agribusiness, big food level, but you know, we're not seeing problems. You know, local jam makers.
Yeah, and folks are finding out the local markets are better, and that's not going to be allowed. So here come the police.
It's going to be, you know, it's one of those things that it's going to, I'm not sure I'd say won't be allowed, but it's going to be a lot more difficult. It's going to be one of those things that we're going to go from this thriving, vibrant, growing movement to, you know, a few people trying to hold on.
Yeah, no, they're going to nickel and dime you. Listen, they already have undercover police at the Austin markets. I mean, they're already out there. They're not arresting the illegal aliens, kidnapping people. They're there harassing old women selling strawberries.
And, you know, the bigger it gets, the harder it is. You know, we can, when it's at a local level, when it's at a state level, you at least have the opportunity to go face-to-face with folks, go up to the state capitol and talk with them. When it gets to
I don't know. I tried talking to some state police this morning, and they looked right at me, and they said, you get in your car, and you get out of here. Get out of here. Here to stay there. Long segment coming up. You'll be able to roll through all these subsections and the enforcement areas. We'll tie it into Agenda 21 and a lot of other things like Livable Communities Act going through. Folks, you want to live in Soviet China, Communist China? You're going to get a front row seat to it, and every control freak's going to be squatting on you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to know where all of this is coming from, it's Agenda 21 of the United Nations. All the major governments work with them. The Chinese government loves it. It's what they did with the Great Leap Forward. Literally, I had a top professor on agreeing last hour. And it's total control. You control food and water. You control it all. Don't collect rainwater, you know, a month in jail. Here's a headline. 60 days in jail for overgrown grass in New York State, WVLA. They want to pack their prisons. Now, they were giving people jail time here in Austin for 3-inch grass, mainly old folks. I went and showed city council people with 2-foot grass, the health department with foot-tall grass, and they shut it down real quick. But you got to stand up against these crooks. I mean, it's a parasitic government in almost every level. And the local rules are federally and internationally written. They've got international zoning law, SB 1619, the livable communities, which is a biodiversity, smart growth situation, and their stated goal is the end of our industrial society, and that includes farming. And they've also got new rules they're trying to push, and even if they can't have Congress pass it, they're saying any dust from tilling is not allowed. Any dust unless you buy variances like big agribusiness does. I saw the cases years ago in the Associated Press where there'd be thousands of violations at Tyson plants in Arkansas, and they wouldn't get in trouble, but then some little plant would get one violation and be shut down. Going back to Judith McGeary of the groups that are out there fighting all of this, I appreciate her joining us. The website's farmandranchfreedom.org. They're trying to pass this bill next week. Let's continue walking through some of the things it does, and then let's get into the enforcement arm and then how we fight this. Judith.
So another one of the things it does is it provides, this is partly enforcement, but they don't phrase it as enforcement, it provides that FDA can charge you for the cost of the reinspection. So let's say they come through your little commercial kitchen where you're making, you know, a small amount of jam for the local market, and they find you've done something wrong, one violation. They can charge the cost of coming back and, you know, charge their travel expenses, charge their staff rates, you know, put the financial burden on that small little jam maker, which creates a wonderful incentive for FDA to keep telling small producers, no, you've done something wrong.
Let's remember, the FDA for more than several decades allows certain amounts of cockroach parts, cockroach feces, rat droppings, rat hair in the food legally, but you're not going to be on that standard. If they don't like how your kitchen looks and doesn't have an OSHA runway to it, you're going to have trouble.
And that's one of the core issues here is FDA's discretion. There were a lot of changes made to this bill that were intended to sort of be good for small and sustainable farms. You know, but they all come down to FDA's discretion. So FDA is supposed to provide flexibility. FDA is supposed to take into consideration diverse farming practices. FDA can choose to exempt small-scale producers. But all of it boils down to what FDA chooses to do. And their track record is not one of helping small-scale producers. In fact, it's completely the opposite. And so, unfortunately, though, a lot of the senators are looking at this and saying, but we've addressed the issues for small farms. Don't worry. There's flexibility. There's consideration. There's extended deadlines.
There's no death panels in the bill.
Yeah. And I think some of the staff literally doesn't understand it. I mean, to be fair to them, I think they don't understand the reality of what it means to be farming on the ground, what it means to be a small-scale producer, and they need to hear from people. You know, we need calls going into the state to the senators right now saying, you know, you either need to kill this bill or at the very least exempt out the small-scale producers.
But you've seen all the videos of the Amish and others being raided by police with guns drawn. I mean, you've seen those countless videos coming out where they come in and aim guns at people. You know, who have small food co-ops?
Yes, I mean it's scary what's going on. It is very scary what is going on, and it's at every level. And right now, it's scattered incidents. But the problem is, anytime one of those incidents happens, all of us who are in small scale production look around and go, "Ooh, could that be us next?" You know, it's terrifying to live with this idea that significant chunks of the government don't like small scale producers. And I'll say, you know, and Alex, you and I may disagree on this, but I've talked to some of the government officials at different levels, state, local, federal, and there are individuals in that who are good folks who do support us, who do want to see local food survive.
Judith, the same thing in communist China or Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. There were Nazis that tried to save Jews. The issue here
is the dominant
is the direction at the top we know is to shut down family farms. As you said earlier, if that's admitted. And, I mean, we have John P. Holdren, head of the White House Science Department, saying they want to destroy an industry and literally knock us back to the Stone Age. I played that clip on Sunday. So, yes, there are a lot of people that don't like what they're doing, but it doesn't matter. They still do it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just wanted to put in, because I deal with some of these good folks on a regular basis, but the problem is the policies, the people in charge, the dominant theme is still get big or get out. And they're still listening to big agribusiness, and they're still supporting and promoting big agribusiness. And this bill gives them every bit of flexibility they need to continue doing that. They can continue to basically give a lot of big food and big agribusiness a free ride and, you know, slam down on small-scale producers, you know, the way that bill's written right now.
Absolutely. So what do? We call Congress? Are there any key senators to call about this bill?
I think the key is to call the senators from your state. So whatever, right now, that's who you're going to have influence with. I'd encourage everyone to call both senators. Remember, you have two senators from your state. You know, I hope you know who they are, everybody. If you don't, you can just call the Capitol switchboard line. It's 202-224-3121. And ask, you know, say I live in Texas. I want to talk to my senators. And tell them to amend or oppose Senate Bill 510. There is going to be an amendment proposed to exempt small-scale direct marketing producers from the two provisions we've been talking about.
R.K. Bailey Hutchinson, Bilderberg member, and Cornyn supporting S-510.
We don't have commitments from them either way yet. They have not publicly taken positions yet. And there's a new twist, speaking of enforcement, which we've sort of skimmed over, that there may be an amendment introduced to also add criminal penalties.
No, of course.
So up till now, there haven't been criminal penalties on that bill, but Senator Leahy of Vermont introduced a bill last week to add criminal penalties, and word is that it may get tacked on as an amendment to Senate Bill 510.
What are the prospects for the bill? I mean, is it looking bad, like it's going to pass?
You know, this thing, I've given up trying to predict this thing because I've made so many incorrect predictions on it in the last year, Alex. Senator Coburn from Oklahoma is very strongly opposing passage of the bill currently. His main issue that he's talked about the most is the financial impacts of it and the fact that it would increase the debt. You know, this is an unfunded mandate. But there's some indication that they may be able to work that out and bring the bill to a vote next week. I think if it comes to a vote, it will pass. I think if it comes to the floor of the Senate, there are going to be enough senators who don't want a headline that reads, you know, Senator so-and-so opposes food safety bill, that it will ultimately pass if it comes to a vote.
So
but
there's
room for it not to come to a vote. And B, if it comes to a vote, we need an amendment to exempt our small-scale producers. It's not perfect. It's not the optimum. You know, it's not everything I would have wanted. But it's a good, strong amendment that's being proposed by Senator Tester.
And they just sell this hysteria of, oh, something's on the spinach coming from big factory farms. Oh, you know, the eggs, again, big mega farm, big production facility. Meanwhile, I've done the research, listened to Derry Brownfield, who has constant guest on covering this. It's on record that they do almost nothing to look at pork, beef, poultry, produce coming out of Latin America, coming out of Asia. Almost all the enforcement is just harassing the living daylights out of small farms and ranches.
And again, that's not going to really change under this bill. The bill does have provisions to deal with foreign facilities, but there are two big catches to that. The biggest catch is it deals with third-party certifiers. So, you know, they're going to go hire companies in China to inspect Chinese facilities.
Well, we also have the FDA saying melamine in milk is not bad for children. Pull up the AP headline, some melamine not bad for children. So something that causes kidney failure and death, they say that's okay from China, but Judith McGarry, she's not going to make blackberry jam.
Exactly. I mean, what we need, the track record of imported food is very poor. I mean, very, very bad. And the idea that third-party certification, that hiring companies within those countries is going to somehow solve the problem, really sort of defies normal common sense and defies the track record. It defies what we've seen happening. I spoke with one of my folks, actually, who has a supplement company, and he was telling me he brings in ingredients from China. He does. But they do quality control, and he kept hiring companies in China to try to do quality control over there. And every time it failed, you know, every time the company, you know, the quality control folks basically sold out and he had to, you know, return a bunch of stuff and keep doing the quality control here. And he's a private company and he chooses to do that.
Did you know about 92% or more, but the numbers I see are 92% of our vaccines are now made in China?
You know, that's a terrifying number.
Not the problem, though. It's people selling pumpkins.
And it's, you know, they say that, and I hear health inspectors talk about how dangerous food in the open air is.
It's
amazing. They're scared of open air. And the track record, again, I like going to track records. I like going to what have we seen. We don't see foodborne illnesses coming out of the small producers. you know, occasionally, very small, very sporadic.
And the media trumpets it when it does.
But it's so rare. And when it does happen, you know immediately where it comes from. You know immediately how to stop it. It's not, you know, it's not a widespread issue.
Well, let's give the bottom line. You know, they irradiate the meat. They MSG, all this stuff. They know it's the big mega producers that are as dirty as you can imagine. And they know they can't compete with good locally produced food that's organic and non-GMO. And they know there's a rebellion worldwide to it. Everything that's happening here is happening worldwide because this is UN written, as I said earlier. What are some other attacks separate from the bill S-510 that folks need to really get on today, tomorrow, and next week? But what are some of the other attacks? I know there's a lot of other stuff going on. I see the IRS 3 years ago saying, hey, if your farm or ranch doesn't make money, you work in town but still run it just to keep your farm, to pay the taxes. That's not enough. We're going to get rid of any tax exemptions you have. I mean, they're really pulling the stops out.
I think that, gosh, the list of threats is so long. I mean, right now, the most immediate one is Senate Bill 510. I mean, that's the one that is happening right now. No, long-term animal ID is still out there. It's not dead. It's still a continuing issue. We've got issues of GMOs. There's a lot of fighting. There's actually a very current fight happening over genetically engineered salmon. And, you know, if they manage to push through.
Oh, yeah, the FDA is going to approve a GMO cross species that's had insect genes added and will extinct regular salmon, major universities have found. That's okay, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, according to FDA, it is, but we've got a chance to fight it.
Exactly. That's okay.
The first animal.
Go ahead.
Sorry, this is a key fight because it would be the first animal. So, you know, if we can stop them from approving it, it puts a major, you know, a major barrier in their way. If they approve it, well, guess what? The next thing on the list is genetically engineered pigs. So, you know, Center for Food Safety is doing excellent work on the genetically engineered salmon issue. And that's a very current and very immediate issue. There's also regulations that are trying to reduce the control of the big agribusinesses over the market, just the livestock market. And we're working on that issue in coordination with other groups and trying to get rules passed, and that's coming up over the next couple of months. So, you know, there's this back and forth. We're fighting back against agribusiness and trying to break that control, and at the same time trying to prevent them from getting new bad legislation and regulations in.
Well, going back to the salmon, here's all these fake environmentalists that want to put taxes on carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Meanwhile, they want to approve a salmon which, in major controlled trials, kills and extincts the other natural salmon, and it's a genetically engineered cross-species clone. I mean, this is incredible. And they allow open-air planting of GMO cross-species plants everywhere that major studies show are killing the bees, you name it. They don't care about that. They want to send inspectors to your pecan farm, to your orange orchard. They want to shut down your – I mean, it's just outrageous, Judith, and thank God you're there fighting these people. What are some of the other threats to let folks know briefly?
I'm running out of issues. Not that I'm running out. There are so many. But those are the immediate ones, and that's how I tend to focus because God knows we've got our hands full. And GMOs is a big one. We had it was the most popular talk at our conference. We had a farmer who's doing research on the effects of GMOs on health speak at our conference, and he showed pictures of what GMO corn is doing to pig stomachs. You know, what animals that are fed GMO corn, here's what their stomachs look like. And you look at them and you feel sick and you go, everybody I know with Crohn's disease, digestive problems, heartburn, I wonder if that might be because most of the corn and soybeans in this country are GMO. You know, it's really scary.
GMO to produce their own pesticide in them, so if bugs eat it, they die, but then they feed it to us. Gee, that's not hard to figure out.
And, you know, the sad thing is, I've actually seen a lot of information, you know, a lot of people out there saying things like GMOs reduce the use of herbicides. Well, the major GMO crops, the most widespread ones, are what's called Roundup Ready crops. The whole point of them is that you can plant them and then spray the fields with Roundup, a herbicide, without killing the crop. You just kill everything else. But the whole point of these GMO crops, frankly, is to allow for increased use of herbicides.
Yeah, but they have all the BT stuff that grows a pesticide in the plant. It's a pharmacological crop.
That too. That's another branch of them. So, you know, the GMOs, you know, this fight with the GE Salomon, there are fights over sugar beet going on, genetically engineered sugar beet, genetically engineered alfalfa. These are ongoing fights that are happening, and they are incredibly important because the problem is you can't choose to really opt out of the system easily because of the reasons you were just saying. The fish escape, the crops cross-pollinate. Mm. You know, the only way to protect ourselves is to start limiting the use of these GMO crops.
Judith, we're out of time. I look forward to having you on in the near future. God bless you. I want to get you in studio. I know you live outside Austin on your family farm. And I think another thing is for everybody to Google local food co-ops or farmers market. Start going out. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. If we move this movement of real local healthy food and really make it grow even faster, that'll give them even more targets to go after. Resistance is victory. We're going to come back and cover some financial news, but I really appreciate you spending time with us today. Farmandranchfreedom.org. The bill's S-510. Call your senators. Thank you, Judith.
Thank you, Alex.
Wonderful lady. We're going to come back and hit some of the latest news on the economy and the police state on the other side of this quick break. We're fighting tyranny. Make no mistake.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, final segment for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. The hour coming up, I get into the state police run-in I had in this morning. Very depressing, but very important information being covered coming up. They did find the article, I think that was out of the Washington Post, I'd seen it in the AP, where is U.S. baby formula safe? Nobody knows for sure, but several experts tell WebMD they think U.S. baby formula is safe despite containing trace amounts of melamine. Yeah, no, you can actually find the headline where the FDA says some melamine's safe. Of course, it bioaccumulates in the kidneys and can cause kidney failure, but so what? Let's just shut down local farms and ranches. And here's a new article today. Feds target Americans as terrorists in effort to break back of big government resistance. And it gets into, we've got a group coming on tomorrow, a state representative put on the terror list for being part of a Second Amendment group in Pennsylvania. I mean, this is the bizarreness. This is real. And, folks, we reach new people on the AM and FM dial, Internet, all of it, by you spreading the word. Please send out links to the Listen Free links and the free iPhone app to everyone you know. Please call your friends and family. Tell them to tune into the radio broadcast daily. You may know all this information, but we've got to reach more people. Folks are really ready to hear the truth now. And I'm glad that we see people like Glenn Beck and others covering some of this, but they don't go one-tenth as far as they need to. And I'm sorry, I don't think a big Republican takeover of Congress is going to fix everything. It shows the people are waking up, though. I mean, we're in such serious times, and this depression is real. This is so real, what's happening. And if we just wake up to it, the nightmare can end. The world will never be a perfect place, but we've got a lot better chance in reversing all of this tyranny and corruption. But we've got to study history. We've got to see the facts. And we're reaching so many new people every day. Thanks to you spreading the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, making the search terms yesterday, the top search, CNET News and others reported on Obama, will he stage a terror attack? I mean, we're really having effect, and the system's doing everything they can to try to block us and shut us down and restrict people coming to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we've got more and more foreign countries trying to block us from people being able to get to us, and that's because we're effective. Here at the very end of this hour, because gold went up to, what, just $5 short of $1,300 an ounce. We'll follow this tomorrow. I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, watching this situation, it's bittersweet. Yeah, we're right again, but it's because the Federal Reserve is buying U.S. debt instead of foreign governments or individuals. I mean, and more and more, they're signaling that it is the long march into depression.
Yeah, you're right about that, and that's why you're seeing so many institutional buyers get into gold and so many people walk away from the dollar. I mean, just about every newsletter service, even places like Bloomberg and Reuters are saying buy gold. You have to buy gold. It's not like they're even leaving an option for it. And Alex, today we've seen a high of 1297.20. And a low of 1,286. You know what that means? It means we could see $1,300 an ounce before the end of this week. I'm going to emphasize could, but we're so close to it, Alex, that it would only take a $5 uptick, and we're over $13 an ounce, or $1,300 an ounce in gold.
Well, so, Ted, you've got silver, the silver half dollars at $10.50 a piece. Nobody's got them anywhere near that. You've got gold that you bought in the last few weeks when it was much lower. You can pass on those savings, but it's the radio special. People need to call. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Throw out some of the special coin offers you've got, what you've got in stock at the low price.
Well, again, one of the great buys right now is the Walking Liberty Half. It's currently trading at $10.50. We have the Franc right now. That coin is discounted even at $279, $280s now. You get a full-year subscription of the International Forecaster. All you got to do is call that 800-686-2237. Take advantage of the specials. It's a good time to do it.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. When we come back, I'll tell you about my run-in with a modern-day Papa Smurf, Yosemite Sam. It was interesting. I just want to say great job to the crew. Big guest coming up tomorrow, by the way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.